Hi, this is Steve Hatt, class of 79, Aberdeen Central. I won't be able to join you for our reunion this year, but rest assured, all of the stories Wally is telling are absolutely true. He paid me to say that. This is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM, Ipswich, Aberdeen, Dakota Broadcasting Radio Station.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
Smoking a smoke. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingard. Hey, here's an all-time favorite tune from a one-hit wonder duo in 1977. Not only is the lead vocal a dynamite performance, but the lyrics of the song are so poetic, it should be up there with Poe and Frost and Longfellow. It's the Sanford Townsend Band and Smoke from a Distant Fire on 107.7 KABD.
You left me here on your way to paradise. When I realized the reality gave me a role. If things are the same, then explain why your kiss is so cold. And that mist in your eyes feels like rain on the fire in my soul. There's lying and crying, subsetting and getting to know. a distant fire.
Your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Your eyes have a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Your eyes have a mist.
Oh man, I love to drive real fast in my vintage 1974 Starsky-ized Grand Torino when I hear that song. Sanford Townsend Band and Smoke from a Distant Fire. Now, hopefully the smoke and fire isn't coming from under my hood. Well, back in the spring of 1976, when my Grand Torino was just a mere 2 years old, it was the second to the last day of school at Simmons Junior High. The teaching staff didn't have a lot for us to do, so we just went outside to play softball, and the radio was turned on. And a new song called Shannon by Henry Gross came on the radio. I started singing along with the falsetto part at the top of my lungs as kind of a joke. Well, on the final day of school, Simmons used to do a thing called Old Clothes Day, where everyone would see out the year wearing the oldest, rattiest clothes they could possibly find. My pal Brad Kusler and I were tapped to co-host the Old Clothes Day Assembly. We had worked up our rendition of Abbott and Costello's Who's On First routine, and it got a lot of laughs. But soon after, some of the girls in the audience started screaming, and I couldn't make out exactly what they were saying, but it sounded like they were yelling, "Sing Shannon." So in my best falsetto voice, I ripped out an a cappella version of the chorus from Shannon, just like I did the day before on the softball field. Well, my young mind was spinning. Sing into the microphone, girls scream. I kind of like this. Well, from then on, I was really hooked on performing as well as the song. The song is about a family's beloved Irish setter named Shannon who goes missing in the ocean. Henry Gross from 1976 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert.
Another day's at end. Mama says she's tired again. No one can even begin to tell her. I hardly know what to say, but maybe it's better that way. If Papa were here, I'm sure he'd tell her.
1077 KABD FM with the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and hey, those certainly aren't old clothes you're wearing now. No siree. The Central Class of 79 are all dolled up and ready to rock at the 40th Anniversary Class Reunion tonight. And last I saw, we are still a pretty good-looking bunch of folks, if I do say so myself. We age well, we wear it well, from our birthday suits all the way to a finely tailored tux or evening gown. I'll see you tonight. Here's Rod Stewart.
I had nothing to do on this hot afternoon but to settle and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but from Minnesota, hell, it's been a very long time. You wear it well, a little old-fashioned, but that's all. Sinking, or he wouldn't get in touch with me. Though I ain't begging for losing my head, I sure do want you to know that you wear it well. There ain't a lady in the land so fine. Oh my, remember them baseball parties, your brother's karate, the all day rock and roll show. Them homesick blues and the radical views haven't left a mark on you. You wear it well, a little out of time, but I don't mind. But I ain't forgetting that you were once mine. But I blew it without even trying. Now I'm eating my heart out, trying to get a letter through. The sun goes low and you're home all alone. Think of me and try not to laugh. And I'll wear it well. I don't object if you call collect. Cause I ain't forgetting that you were once mine. But I flew it without even trying.
.1077 KABD FM turns into KABR, the most music station, for 6 hours only for the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. You know, KABR used to be a daytime station, which meant the FCC made us sign off at sundown because of old antiquated radio laws. That meant that I had the evenings free to do what I wanted. Even in the summertime, when we'd sign off at 9:45, I still had time to meet friends after I got off work. Now, I remember getting invited to a summer night house party at a friend's house, and I decided I would bring along some music for the festivities. KABR had a small rack of all the latest top 40 hits, so after work, I grabbed that and headed off to the party. I figured since the next morning was Sunday, and all they'd be playing was religious music until noon, I had plenty of time to get the records back before regular programming resumed. Well, I had a blast spinning the hits for friends at the party. I came home, then I went to bed. Well, when I got up the next morning to return the records to KABR, I realized with horror that I had left them in the backseat of my 74 Chevy Nova on a hot summer morning. And many of the station's records were now good for nothing but ashtrays, and I was absolutely horrified. And I got in the car and sped out to White Drug in the Super City Shopping Center, where I had been buying records since I was 11, and prayed that they had replacement records for all the wobbly, warped ones that I had ruined in the sun. But luckily, I was able to buy new copies of all the damaged stock and get them back into the station's inventory before anybody was the wiser. Whew, close call. Well, the worst of the melted 45s was this song. Here's Sweet on 107.7 KABD-FM. I mean, on KABR.
Love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. Not enough and you're gonna die. Love gets you high. Love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high. Not enough and you're gonna die. Love gets you high.
Love, oxygen, and sun, they're all the same, man. You don't get enough, you're going to die. You get too much, you get, well, warped records. I'm Wally Wingert on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, and in our next segment, we'll hear a 70s hit from the Money Man, who happened to approach me at an event back in 2016 and recognized me from a Dell TV commercial I did. Hilarious. We'll hear another hit from a former Beatle and a tune from the Beatles' recording engineer, who also had a top five hit. Unbelievable. Hey, I mentioned the old White Drug a little bit ago, and coming up, we'll have some memories about the rest of the Super City Shopping Center. Mall, come back now, you hear? I met Eddie Money in 2016, and he said, "Hey, you look like that guy in that commercial who hurts his back." He was referring to a Dell TV commercial I did. I told him, "Yeah, it's me. It's really me." He said, "You get paid well for that?" Well, I made enough money to buy a couple of tickets to Paradise. Here's the Money Man.
How gonna take
Oh, babe, what would you say if I told you that Norman Hurricane Smith engineered almost 100 Beatles songs in his career? But in 1972, this hit was all his.
Have I a hope or half a chance to even ask if I could dance with you? You would you greet me or politely turn away? Would there suddenly be sunshine? To walk with you along the Milky Way, to caress you through the nighttime, bring you flowers every day. Oh, babe, what would you say? 'Cause, oh, baby, I know, I could be so.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and in the last segment, I mentioned the Super City Shopping Center. Remember the store called Tempo right across from Ken's Fairway? Then down the hall was Ben Franklin. When I'd go shopping with my folks, I'd make sure to stop at Ben Franklin to get some tangy taffy, only because they had pictures of characters from Archie comics on them. Archie was cherry, Jughead was grape, and Veronica was vanilla. Boy, was she vanilla. And I always thought it would be appropriate for Reggie to be sour apple. Well, I'd stroll next door to look through the comic books at Ken's Fairway and then head on over to White Drug to buy records. They used to release a sheet of the top 40 records for the week. I'd always grab one and check off all the songs I wanted to buy. Well, unfortunately, on my limited allowance, my purchases were limited to only my absolute favorite songs. You know, I still have pictures of me and my pal Steve Hatt in our Starsky and Hutch costumes goofing around in the hallways of Super City. I also love going across the street to Kmart. They had an amazing toy department where I picked up a lot of my favorite action figures of the day. And occasionally, they'd have a blue light special in the deli department where you could buy two submarine sandwiches for a buck. I can still remember the taste of those things. Not particularly gourmet, but hey, tasty nonetheless. And the price was right. It's right around that time that George Harrison released this song called Cracker Box Palace, one of my faves, on 107.7 KABD FM.
I was so young when I was born. My eyes could not yet see. And by the time my first dawn, somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you to Cracker Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Cracker Box Palace. No man over you, oh, no other love is true. While growing up, we're trying to the rest all do. Or face the fact, the crack above the spotless may have no other choice than to deport you. Joy in Crackerbox Palace. No matter where you roam, know our love is true. It's true, it's true. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. That's all a part of life. Standing in between them all, I met a Mr. Cripe, and he said, I welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. Was not expecting you. Let's wrap on top of Crackerbox Palace. Know that the Lord is well and inside of you. We welcome you to Crackerbox Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Crackerbox Palace.
You know, a handful of songs remind me of those warm summer days in my pal Greg Cutler's lake cabin at Minna Lake, and that is one of them. If you haven't seen the video to this song, go on YouTube and have a look. It's delightfully weird. It was directed by Eric Idle of Monty Python, so that pretty much explains everything. Coming up in the next segment on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, we'll have this hour's Near Miss, and a tribute to one of the greatest pizzas I have ever had the privilege of devouring. Don't lose out. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, and this hour's Near Miss is from a band who had hits like Keep On Smiling and later a Dixie disco tune called Weekend. But between those two, they released this song where they reminisce about getting an a cappella vocal group together and serenading passersby on the street. You know, similar to that scene in the original Rocky. Well, it just barely cracked the top 30 in 1977, but I still get chills every time I hear it. Here's Wet Willie. I'm Wet Wally Wingert, and this is Street Corner Serenade on 107.7 KABD FM. Guitarist Elvin Bishop topped the charts in 76 with a tune that shows up in all kinds of soundtracks. It brings back good memories of the bicentennial summer. The vocalist might sound familiar. It's Mickey Thomas, long before he joined up with Jefferson Starship. Now, ironically enough, the drummer on this track, Donnie Baldwin, also joined up with Starship. Here's the album version of the song with Elvin's full guitar solo, complete and unedited. Fooled Around and Fell in Love on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Hey, it's Wally Wingert. Is it possible to fool around and fall in love with a pizza? As long as it's Lou's Pizza. Back in the 70s, I was one of the many losers in town, as my family were regular customers. I also recall Lou's being one of the first places to deliver to your house. What a concept. When that big waxy white box would show up on our doorstep, we'd scramble to get one or two of those rectangular pieces of heaven, and heaven it was. Later, when Lou opened Lou's Italian Villa, my family would go every Saturday night for dinner, and oddly enough, Lou's is the very first place I ever had a taco. They had them on their appetizer menu. I vividly remember my Saturday night routine in the early 70s. Go to Lou's in the evening for dinner, order a taco before the pizza arrived, and take whatever pizzas left for later that night. As my dad was at the front counter paying the check, I always picked up a bag of Old Dutch popcorn off the wire rack in the front. I had very special plans for that later. Every Saturday night back then, KABY-TV showed Laurel and Hardy Theater, where they'd run several two-reelers between 10:30 and midnight. I never missed it. I'd eat my cold Lou's pizza, have a Pepsi and a Laurel and Hardy mug that my mom made for me at her ceramics class, and then enjoy my popcorn. I even tape recorded their films off the TV so I could study their voices and routines. And Lou's is one of the very few pizzas that tastes just as good cold the next morning as it did hot that Saturday night at the restaurant. Man, I'd love to go into the quantum realm and go back for just a day and have one more slice of Lou's pizza. It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. That's Nick Lowe from 1979 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind, one of the tunes that made our class classy. Hey, I just remembered another funny story about Lou's Pizza. When I had a paper route for the Aberdeen American News, it was my responsibility to collect the money every 2 weeks from the customers. Sometimes I'd get a hankering for a Lou's Pizza of my own, but hey, I was out of cash and I wasn't due to go collecting for another few days yet. But I'd select a few customers that I knew were kind and go to their house to collect just a few days early. I always made up some story about being out of town or something, so that's why I had to collect early. They were very understanding. Oh man, the things I had to do when jonesing for a Lou's Pizza way back in 1974. Well, I hope you kept those dancing shoes handy, because in the next segment, we're going to have another CO79 dance break. So stay here.
Hi, this is Marion Ross. When I played Mrs. C on Happy Days, we celebrated the 50s. Now that the class of 79 is celebrating their 40th reunion, the kids who celebrated the 50s back in the 70s are now celebrating the 70s in 2019. Oh, Wally, I am so confused. So, the 70s are now their happy days. Let's go back to more great 70s music on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 1077 KABD FM.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mrs. C. We're all greased up and ready to go. Well, I'm sure glad to have met this fine lady in Las Vegas in 2016. It's the legend herself, Olivia Newton-John, on 1077 KABD FM.
Guess mine is not the first heartbroken. My eyes are not the first to cry. I'm not the first to know. Just no getting over you. You know I'm just a fool who's willing to sit around and wait for you. But baby, can't you see there's nothing else for me.
It was a rainy day in 1974. I just gotten my first paper out, and my dad took me to Gibson's Discount Center to buy my first stereo. And this is the very first song I played on my very first stereo. I was getting a taste of teenage independence. I had a crush on a girl in Simmons Junior High with the initials PD. Needless to say, she was a very... It's a tune written by Harry Casey, better known as Casey of the Sunshine Band, but because he couldn't hit the high notes required, he hired Gwen McCrae to sing it. But when Gwen was late to the session, they had her husband George McCrae do the honors, and the rest is history. But Gwen had a hit of her own called Rockin' Chair a year later, so don't worry. Here's the dance mix of Rock Your Baby.